sermon on a truth today from a very popular passage, John 3:16, that hopefully will build your confidence in the King James Bible. And if you're saved, build your courage in your position in Christ. And if you're not saved, just give you one more reason to get saved. Let's start in Job chapter 38. We are continuing our study in John, and we'll get there eventually. Forgive me if I'm a little out of sorts. I'm just a little lightheaded and a little heavy and a little... So if I keel over, Pastor B will throw me in that car, but I think I'll be all right. 12 days I got to go for surgery down here. And they say that what's going on down there can cause a lot of different things. Your body is constantly fighting infection. So I'm hoping that's why I'm what we call mouj-a-mouj, you know. Job 38, verse 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Can we agree? God's got sons, plural. Genesis 6. Verse 1. Charlie, can I get some water, please? And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Can we agree that God has sons, plural? Exodus 4. Verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Can we agree that God called an entire nation his firstborn son? 2 Samuel chapter 7. Second Samuel 7. When thy days be fulfilled, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. He's speaking to David about Solomon his son. I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men. Can we agree that Solomon is called the Son of God? He shall be to me a son. Luke chapter 3. God's got some sons, doesn't he? Amen. Luke chapter 3. This is the genealogy from Jesus all the way back to Adam. In verse 38, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Can we agree that Adam is just one more son of God among the millions? Can we agree on that? John 1. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Can we agree that God has millions of sons? And yet, the New International Version, the Revised Standard Version, the BBE and the CEB and the ESV and the Good News and the New Revised Standard Version in John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Many of the modern versions go so far as to say his one and only son. Now, I'm just asking an honest question this morning to anyone who would declare, thy word is truth. That if you are ranking your eternal destination of your soul on the words written in a book, wouldn't it bother you just a little bit that a fifth grader could read, gave his only son, in John 3:16, after reading of millions and millions of other sons, and logically conclude that your book has a problem? It doesn't take rocket science to realize he gave his only son is wrong. He doesn't have an only son. It can't be true. And if that's wrong, who's to determine what else is wrong? Or if it's all wrong? John 3:16. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, say it, son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Many sons, only one begotten. Related terms in the Bible, born and begotten. Some places in the Bible, born and begotten is a birth, it's a bringing forth, it's a generation. Genealogies, you'll see this term, begot, begat. But other places, it's an appointment, it's rank, it's first. As a recipient of power and promises and an inheritance and special blessings, regardless of birth order. Sometimes the second born was appointed the firstborn. Let's look at order first. Matthew 1. Sometimes it's order. Eric, read verse 25.
her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus.
All right. Now, if you know your Bible, in Matthew 13:35, we know that Jesus had at least 6 siblings. I wouldn't put it past the Lord that there was 7 in that family for other reasons. 4 of the siblings are named. We know they had 4 boys, at least 2 girls, because it says his sisters, plural, are with us. So I'll just say this. For Mary to be a perpetual virgin her entire life would be to make her commit perpetual sin her entire life. It's called defrauding of your husband. It would also make 7 perpetual miracles. 7 perpetual virgin births. See, if you make the Word of God none effect through your tradition, you end up doing the opposite of what you want to do. People want to elevate Mary and they just degrade Mary. Matthew 1. Eric, read 18 through 20.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Okay. Conceived of the Holy Ghost. Remember that. Romans 8. Lots of Bible, and then we'll come to a good conclusion. Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Could be Jesus was the first one conceived of the Holy Ghost, and everyone after that that's saved is born of the Spirit as well. But his was a divine physical birth. Jesus wasn't born again. He had no need to be. He didn't sin. Colossians 1:15. Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God, Jesus, the firstborn of every creature. Now, our friends, the Jehovah Witnesses, they looked at it and say, see, Jesus was a created being. In eternity past, he was born. And then God created everything with him. But what if the appointed firstborn, check that. What if he was appointed firstborn? What if there was firstborn in birth order? And there was also firstborn, thank you, in rank. Oh, you got to come up with more than that. David, give me some of that Reese's peanut butter cup or something, just in case. I'm not doing an illustration. What if you could be appointed firstborn? What if you could be made first begotten, and with that came rank and rights, thank you, and privileges? Remember Genesis when Esau sold his birthright? The rights of the firstborn changed. Genesis 41. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim. Manasseh's the firstborn, Ephraim's the secondborn. For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Manasseh firstborn, Ephraim secondborn. Jeremiah 31. Verse 9. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim my who? Okay, well, that's a designation for Israel. Yeah, but why didn't he call him Manasseh, my firstborn? Why this designation as firstborn when someone wasn't in effect a firstborn? Let's look at the seventh son of Jesse, David, Psalm 89. Verse 20. David Skomsky, read 20 through 28. Okay, that's good. He was the seventh born. And God said, I'll make him my firstborn. Now, when you look at all these other sons, he called Israel his firstborn. Now he's calling David his firstborn. It must mean more than birth order. In Deuteronomy chapter 21, God said, a man has a son from two different wives, each of those have a son, and he hates the one, but the one he hates is the firstborn. You can't change that. So obviously there are instances when you can change it, but he said you can't change the right of the firstborn. Because you just don't like this one over here. Got it? Hebrews 11. If you believe it or not, we're coming to a close. Hebrews 11. There's certain instances when you pray, Lord, help me preach good. There's other instances you pray, help me to finish. Hebrews 11. This is Verse 17. You know Abraham had two sons. Firstborn was named Ishmael. Second was named, let's read. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his what? He had another son. He had a first begotten son. You know, the bloodline doesn't go through the woman, it goes through the man. He fathered both those children. See, Ishmael was first in order, but Isaac was first in rank. The nation of Israel doesn't come around, I think, till 1400 or so, when God started this thing with Abraham. There were many nations. Romans 13 said that God ordains these governments. And yet, clear into Genesis, when many, many nations were already birthed, God says, you're my firstborn. You're going to be blessed. You are special. You're going to ride upon the high places. David was the seventh, but he said, you're going to be my firstborn. Manasseh came first, but Ephraim, he said, you're going to be my firstborn. Psalm chapter 2 and Acts 13. Everybody go to Acts 13. Greg Pritchard, you go to Psalm 2 and read verse 7. Remember, we're reading about the only begotten son. Not the only son. There is no only son. What day was that? I remember 3 decades ago reading on through the commentary, said, well, there's no days in eternity. It had to be the day he was physically born. However, Acts 13:33, where the rest of you are, and John Quattro is going to read, is what that thing is pointing to. Yep. So evidently it wasn't the birth, it was the resurrection, that's the day he was begotten. That's the day he was declared victorious and all that comes with it. It's not enough to say he gave his only son. It must be his only begotten son. Go to Revelation 1:5. Almost done. Revelation 1:5. I realize it's a little heavy or a little light, depending on which side of the scale you're on. And from Jesus Christ, verse 5, who was the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. Well, you can't say he was the first raised from the dead, because there's all kinds of people raised from the dead in the Bible. But somebody was raised and got some kind of authority and some kind of power and some kind of privilege and some type of reign. Hebrews chapter 1. Jason Lodice, read verses 1 to 6. And I want you to notice the words appointed and made. Okay?
God, with sundry times and in diverse manners, spake the time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these days spoken unto us by his Son, who is the appointed heir of all things.
Appointed.
Better than the angels,
Did you see that? When he bringeth in the first begotten. You mean he was first begotten before he was brought in? It can't be if that was the birth. Hebrews 12, and this will be it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I hope you'll never read over that passage fast again. I hope you'll appreciate if you have a Bible that says begotten. And this is what I like about the whole thing. Larry, can you read? 22 through 29. 12, 22 through 29. That's good, Larry. To the General Assembly and Church of the who? Well, there's no such thing as a universal church made up of all believers. Is there such a thing as a firstborn church? According to what you just read? I don't know all of what that entails, but this is the church of the firstborn. If you're saved, you're in the church of the firstborn, and the only way that you could be in the church of the firstborn is that you're in the firstborn. And with that much must come special rights and privileges. Listen, Jesus is number one. And I'm in him. The first missions trip we ever took, I wasn't on it. I think there was 13, went to Zambia, Africa. Brother Medicare was on that trip. That's when he got called. His son went there with his dad. He's still there. We were good Baptists. We swore we'd never dance. Especially Tom Smith. And he's not here, so I can really rub it in. But they're not gyrating. They're just kind of in a line, usually ladies with ladies and men with men. But they would sing this song. And I've sang the first part of it many times. We love Jesus, Jesus. He's number one. Can you say amen? Then they go on to say, we love Bonner, Bonner. That was the missionary. He's number two. I'm in the one that's number one. The next big event on the prophetical calendar, there's going to be a trumpet blow. Some people are going to hear a trumpet. Other people are going to hear, come up hither. And it's funny, people say, can you believe what's going on? Can you believe Russia invaded Ukraine? Yeah, I can believe it because I believe the Bible. Can you believe what happened with BLM and January 6th and in Buffalo yesterday? Yeah, I believe it because I believe the Bible. And if you think things are going to get better, you've got a screw loose. Or as Pastor Folk would so graciously say, you're a mental case. Come on Wednesday nights, you're really missing. Can you believe how much interdependency? Can you believe these fools in Germany rely on Russian electricity and how everything is? Yeah, I believe it because I believe the Bible. And what's going to happen? It's going to get real, real bad. And then a trumpet's going to blow and it'll come up hither. And the church of the firstborn is going to say, sayonara. Oh, they're gone back to Japan. And then someone's going to come and fix it. But he's not going to fix it real good. And then it's just going to get real, real bad again. And while the world is being judged down here for rejecting Jesus Christ, the church of the firstborn will be being purified up there with what we did, with what He gave us since we were saved. Thank God not for our sins, but what we did with what He gave us. At the end of 7 years, or whatever you think it is, we can agree on that. We can agree on the end of the time. Maybe not the beginning of the time, but the end of the time. It says, behold, He cometh with 10,000s of His saints. You know who that is? That's the church of the firstborn. And it says, we shall be priests of Christ and of God and shall rule and reign for 1,000 years. And He's going to give authority over 10 cities. And what I'm saying is that first begotten, that only begotten Son that is going to be head over the kings of the earth, I'm in Him. And if He's first, somehow that makes us first. Let's stand. Pastor Folk's going to come and lead us in victory in Jesus.